Can, if a man behaves improperly to a woman and then says that it is because the woman dressed improperly, how is that acceptable? Now, shouldn't a man's behavior be dependent on his own self-control rather than how a woman is dressing? Or can a woman's unchaste dressing be considered the cause of a man's improper behavior? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of. Kind of. What's the idea? Okay. There are two different aspects here. One is, if a man behaves improperly with a woman, the man is responsible. It is not that the woman is responsible. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna talks about lust. And he says, where is lust situated? He says, Indriyani manobuddhir asya adhishthanam uchyate etai vimohayatyesha jnanam avritya dehinam. He says in 3.40 that it is situated in the senses, the mind and the intelligence. Now, whose senses, mind and intelligence? It is the person who is lusty. That means Krishna is not saying that, say, in a woman lust is situated. It is in the man's eyes, it is the man's eyes or the man's senses, man's mind and the man's intelligence that lust is situated. Conversely, it can also happen that a woman can become lusty. In that case, he may say, oh, this man looks so good, I want him as my partner. She becomes lusty. But again, the lust is situated in her mind, her senses, her intelligence. So, when we consider the location, it's in oneself. It's not in the other person. So, and Krishna says the solution is what? To control your senses, to purify your senses. So, if a man is doing anything wrong, it is he who is responsible. And for a man to blame his wrong actions on a woman's way of dressing, That is irresponsibility. That is like blaming the victim for the crime. It is completely wrong. That's the first thing. That there is a cause and there is a factor. There is a cause and a contributing factor. The cause of a man's improper behavior is his own uncontrolled mind and senses. He cannot blame a woman no matter how she is dressed. But there are contributive factors also. Contributive factor means, say, if there is an arson in a city, there's a house that is burned down, the police will come and check who is the arsonist. And they will catch the arsonist. And they will punish him. But if they find repeatedly arson is happening in a city, then they will find out, okay, so there are some people who are setting things on fire, but could it be, why are so many buildings catching fire? Could it be that the house is made of inflammable material? It could be made of less inflammable or non-inflammable material. So, if they find that the house is made up of unnecessarily inflammable material, then they would recommend the city construction standards or regulatory board will say that this is a health hazard. We should make a house which is of non-inflammable material. Now, the house being made of an inflammable material is not the cause of the fire. The cause of the fire is the arsonist coming and lighting the trigger, lighting a matchstick or whatever. But still, so despite that cause will have an effect, if the material is inflammable. And it will have a less effect if the material is non-inflammable. So, in order to prevent the fires occurring repeatedly, the government may also mandate the use of non-inflammable material. So like that, if there are any crimes happening against women, then the responsibility is on the men. But along with that, not as a cause, but as a contributive factor. So lust is like a fire. And Krishna says, Dushpuren Analanija. Analan is fire. So that the fire of lust, it is triggered in the mind of men. In the mind of women also at times. But it is the imagination. Now what? The cause is the man's own imagining. It's focused on man and woman right now, rather than woman and man. So it's man's own imagining in a perverse way, whatever they want to do. But there is something which makes that imagination more active. So in general, if women dress in revealing clothes, then it is like similar to building a house with inflammable material. We are increasing the likelihood of fire occurring. So actually, rather than seeing lust as something present only in men and something which allures men alone. See, lust allures men with pleasure. There's a French woman. She said that, you know, that men desire women, and women desire the desire of men. Women desire the desire of men. What that means is, a woman gets a sense of power by seeing how many men are attracted to me and how much men are attracted to me. So, because physically speaking, women are made are somewhat weaker than men. So nature has compensated for that by giving women power through their beauty. And when women see that, oh, man is attracted to me, that gives a woman a sense of power. And that power is to be used properly in a dharmic way in the marriage relationship. But when women, just as men may seek pleasure from a woman outside their relationship of marriage, similarly, women may also seek pleasure outside the relationship of marriage by attracting men other than their husbands. And there, so the same lust which makes men want to abuse women, exploit women, that same lust makes women want to allure men. So lust lures men with pleasure, and lust lures women with power. Power means, oh, this man has just become, you know, he's completely mad after me. He'll do anything for me. So that is a heady sense of power that women get if they see a man is attracted to me. So now this power is meant to be carefully used. So when women dress in revealing clothes, what is happening is they are misusing the God-given power, the nature-given power, to attract men. They are trying to attract anyone and everyone. And that is like making the house with inflammable material. That increases the chances of fire coming. When the fire is set, still whoever set the fire is responsible. But along with that, why increase the likelihood of fire? It's not a matter of right or wrong. See, the whole issue is women have a right to dress the way they want. That's what feminists argue. It's not a question of right or wrong. It's a question of wise or unwise. Say, for example, if, you know, there are certain areas where crime is very high, where there are a lot of thieves. Now, if there is a person who walks in that area with dollar notes all coming out of the pocket, you know, maybe $100 here, $100 here, not just 100, several $100 coming out here, several $500 notes coming out over here, several $500 notes coming out of there, and then that person gets mugged. And then that person goes to the police and says, thief robbed me. The police will try to catch the thief. But the police will also advise the person, you know, if you're walking along that road, you know, why did you have to have that money protruding out of your pocket like that? He says, no, but it's my money. I have a right to do whatever I want with my money. Well, it's not a question of right or wrong. It's a matter of common sense. Why do we want to provoke unnecessarily? You have the money? Yes. You have the money. But when they exhibit it, it attracts thieves. So still, you are understanding there's a difference between cause and a contributive factor. Even if the person is exhibiting the money, still the thief is responsible for stealing. And the police have to catch the thief. But along with that, the police will also say, why did you have to exhibit the money like that? You're contributing factor. The same way for women, you know, if a man abuses, a man exploits a woman, the man is responsible. Along with that, so the cause of the wrong action is the man, not the woman. To blame the woman is completely wrong for that. But along with that, from the a woman's perspective, she should also consider that, you know, why am I parading myself? Why am I dressing myself in revealing clothes? that is also going to contribute to the problem. It's not the cause, but it's a contributing factor. Better avoid that. So rather than saying that, you know, these men are so lusty and that's why they do all these things, a woman also has to think, you know, if I am exhibiting my flesh, am I dressing and revealing clothes, what is making me do that? It is the lust within me which makes me want to attract male attention so much. So that same factor which is alluring men that way, that is alluring women in this way. So when rather than seeing that, you know, oh, these men are the bad guys and they are troubling us, we have to understand that lust is a common enemy for men and for women. And both need to take necessary precautions. So men have to control themselves in terms of the desire, the way they desire women, and women have to control themselves in the way they try to attract the desire of men. Does that answer the question?